Today is Tuesday, July 27th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello everyone and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I'm recording. I don't know why I tell you guys when I'm recording, but I just thought I would mention I'm recording at 2:30 in the afternoon because I have meetings until 6 today. And I also wasn't able to take my lunch because I had a meeting at 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2. And so I had meetings all throughout lunch. And so Mark ate by himself. And I ate lunch, but I decided I would record during my lunch break because I have meetings until 6. So when I'm done, I have a meeting from 3 to 4, 4 to 5, and I think I have 5 to 5:30 free. It doesn't matter. I don't have to give you guys my whole calendar, but basically I'm in meetings until 6 o'clock. And I wanted to be done at 6 so Mark and I can go walk and do all that kind of good stuff. And if they're going to make me have meetings through my lunch and all the way until 6 p.m., I figured I could record a podcast during my lunch break. So that's what I'm doing. So we're going to go ahead and listen to a voicemail. Because again, I'm trying to catch up with these voicemails. So let's do that now.
Hi, Adam. It's Mel, also known as I Am a Librarian on Discord.
Hey, Mel.
When I heard you mention me at the top of the episode of Geeky Gay, I kind of geeked out. I wanted to call in and thank you for sharing your knowledge about live streaming with me, and I appreciated your level of detail. I'm just not quite there to follow you yet. Hopefully one day. So I was wondering if you've been still thinking about your side gig, and maybe you should set up live streams for people and offer that as a service to get them set up. I think you'd probably enjoy that more, and it would be far less demanding than a YouTube channel. Anyway, yes, you have listeners where you might not even realize. For me, at least, I listen to your podcast at the end of the day, and it's like hearing about a friend going through, you know, the routine and everything that they were up to. So thank you, as always, for Geeky Gay and sharing your knowledge with others.
You have such a good voice, Mel. Oh my goodness. Like, you should quit doing whatever you're doing right now. No, you shouldn't quit. But you should go on NPR. It is such a radio / soothing sounding voice. I feel like you left a voicemail for Mix Minus as well. Because I heard your... Was it on Mix Minus? I don't even remember now. Anyway, regardless, you have such a good voice. Well, thank you, first of all, for calling, and I'm glad you enjoy the show. Thank you for listening to that. And yeah, you know, I'm an ideas man, and I have an idea around, you know, doing YouTube, and I thought, oh, I'll do YouTube, I'll set up a blog that's separate, and it'll be separate from Geeky Gay, you know, and separate from everything else, and I'll set up a... Whatever, I can't remember. There were three legs to the stool. There was a YouTube channel, a blog, and something else. I can't even remember what it was. And then I would basically pimp different products that you use to live stream or to podcast or whatever, whether that be hardware or software or whatever. I would do reviews and tutorials and stuff like that. And then I would also do affiliate links because I thought, well, you know, trying to get enough viewers/listeners to make money from advertisements would be nearly impossible. But I could, if I did a good enough job. Oh, the third thing was to do courses like on Udacity or something like that. And it's still an idea that's floating around in my head. All of those things take a lot of time and work is really busy. And, you know, Pride 48 keeps me busy. And then church orchestra. I know I'm just giving excuses, but yes, it's still, I'm an ideas man though. I'll tell you something about myself. I'm a project. First of all, I'm an ideas man where I think about ideas. And then I'm also a starter, but not a finisher. So I'll be like, oh, I should do X, Y, Z. And then I'll get sidetracked. I'll buy all the equipment necessary and set it up and everything. And then I won't follow through. And so that's kind of where I'm at. I keep thinking of all these different ideas and then there's just no follow through. I'll set up, you know, I bought a live switching, you know, video thing. Cause I thought, oh, that'll be easier. That'll save me some time. I won't have to edit a bunch of shots together. I'll just record my videos live. And now it's just a toy sitting on my desk. So, you know, and setting up live streams for other people. That's interesting. So video, a lot of live streaming is video now. And, although I know how to do that, I would say I'm less of an expert there. Now it's stuff that I could learn. I mean, I could learn how to set up cameras and have them look nice, you know, and use OBS and some other things better. But it's a thought. I know there's someone named Luria Petrucci, and she used to do a pod. She's always done a video podcast, and it was called Geek Beat at the beginning, or I can't remember. Anyway, she did a transition. She was doing one with her husband, and then she switched. Same concept, and she always did video. And now, instead of making her money from her podcasting, she has a YouTube channel, but she teaches people how to do live streams, and she actually goes and she'll you can hire her and she will set up your live stream, I believe. And I know there are other people who have channels on YouTube about how to set up a live stream and stuff like that. So I don't know. I mean, that's interesting. It's a thought for sure. I don't know how much those people make, like how much you could make. That's always the thing. Like my corporate job, unfortunately, I would want whatever job that I do, I would want, if I ever were to quit my corporate job, I would want whatever my replacement job to be, to be as financially lucrative as what I'm. I think that's why I complain so much, because none of my ideas that I would probably enjoy more, I don't feel like any of them would bring in the funds or the salary that my corporate job does. And so I'm in a constant state of, oh, you know, I'm unhappy, but I get a good paycheck. You know, I think a lot of people deal with that. I think a lot of people do. And you guys just get the benefit of hearing me complain. Anyway, thank you for your call, though. And you're anytime, I will for free help you do. I shouldn't volunteer, but if you ever need any help, let me know. I won't charge you anything. Because I find it very interesting, all of that stuff. So we do have another voicemail. I'm going to go ahead and clear out the logs, but you guys should call me. I love getting voicemail, so call me. But let's go ahead and listen to this last voicemail.
Hey, Adam. This is Gary in Portland. I just wanted to call and thank you and Daniel for a great Pride 48 in-home event. I was there for the whole weekend and just really had a blast. All the people that were in the chat room were great. It was good catching up with everybody. And hopefully next year we can all meet somewhere. Anyway, I just wanted to call and again thank you and Daniel for a great weekend. Thank you for all your hard work. I've been trying to listen to your St. Thomas Adventures. And give Mittens a hug for me. Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, thanks for the call, Gary, and you're welcome. I'm glad you had a good weekend. We're both happy that it went off well. And I'm happy. I'm tired. I will say that. And it's probably going to take me. I need another weekend where I don't have anything to do because... And I know this is fun stuff, but we were on vacation and then we came back and I had to immediately start preparing for Pride 48. And then there was Pokemon Community Day the weekend before and Mark was dragging me around doing Pokemon stuff for the entire weekend because it was a 2-day event. And so even though that's relaxing and it's a game, it was still like something we needed to do both days. And I was also working on Pride 40, you know, making sure Pride, and, you know, I had some training sessions with folks and stuff like that during the week. And work has been really stressful because we're, as I've mentioned, we're in our planning phase, which it seems like we're always planning, but we're planning for third quarter right now. And it's just, my boss asked me if I was enjoying what I was doing today in my one-on-one. And I said, no. I said, Sunday nights, I dread going to bed because I know I'm going to have to get up and go to work the next day. Because I'm an open and honest person. Look, I'm going to tell her how I feel. And not, I'm not going to complain, but she asked me. You know, she asked me. And I said, you know, I don't know. I said, I'm struggling because my former boss told me to try out product management for a year. And if I didn't like it, I could move back to engineering. And now he's left the company, and I'm not sure I like it, but, you know, now I'm not sure what I should do. Anyway, so I had that whole conversation with it, but work is just stressful. Work is stressful. And so then we had the Pride 48 weekend, which is fun, but it is, you know, it is taxing. And so next weekend, I don't have anything planned. I think my parents are going to be back, and so they get their dog back. So that's one less thing that Mark and I have to do, you know, taking care of their dog, Shane. Daniel wants me to mention his name. Shane is their dog's name. So I'm looking forward to this next weekend where hopefully I don't have to do anything. We can just veg out and watch the Olympics or whatever and, you know, be fine. We have been watching the Olympics. I've been watching the gymnastics. And I won't give any spoilers for anyone who's recording, but we finished watching the men's team finals last night. And I've just been trying to avoid Twitter, any news stories, because we're going to watch the women's final tonight. But you know, it's already happened. And diving. Oh my gosh, Tom Daly. And I love Tom Daly. And we watched him dive last night in the partner, in the pairs. What's it called? Synchronized. So good. Even though he's British. Oh my gosh, I love him. And he's gay. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.